Jewish wedding takes place under a canopy. The word we use is a chuppah. That's what the wedding takes place under. There's a wedding in Fiddler on the Roof. My character wants the wedding, but he doesn't get it. The bride-to-be doesn't want to marry Laser Wolf. She wants to marry some other guy, Muddle. And they get married on stage under a canopy. But to give you a glimpse into the minds of the folks I do this Fiddler on the Roof presentation with, in one of our three shows this weekend, they were rushed bringing out the chuppah. And they, I guess they brought it up perpendicular to the way they normally do. Like where it's normally set to go lengthwise, they had it widthwise. But at no point did any of them look up. So none of them noticed that the chuppah they were allegedly holding was too low. And literally, the actor playing the groom was using his arm fully extended to try to push the top of it up so that the bride's head wouldn't rub on it, nor would the groom's head rub on it, nor would the rabbi's head, the fake rabbi's head, rub on it. Because it was way too low. Like it looked like a giant veil atop everybody under the chuppah. It made no sense. And the problem was that nobody looked up. Fixing it was easy, right? It was lift your poles higher and or take a step back. They did that at the very end of the scene. The scene, even if you're not familiar with Fiddler that much, you might know the song Sunrise Sunset. It's during that song is what's sung during the wedding. And so all of Sunrise Sunset, which is an emotional, powerful, and moving song, is overshadowed, let us say, by this ridiculous chuppah situation that none of the actors involved could fix for a very long time because not one of them thought to look up and notice it. Good stuff. Anyway, only three fiddlers left.
Your daily Lex.
Here was the other thing that happened for me this past weekend, besides doing three fiddlers in a rock band show. My family had said to me, I needed to save Saturday daytime. I think it was Saturday. Saturday daytime for some plans that were related to Father's Day gift giving. They wouldn't tell me what it was, where I was going. And I had a lot of questions like, do I have to dress in a certain way? Will it be inside or outside? Like blah, blah, blah. And I was excited. And at one point, Lauren's like, I'm worried that maybe you're too excited about this now. Like it's built up too much. And I'm like, no, I don't know what it is. Lauren wanted to know if I wanted to be blindfolded while we drove to wherever we were going. And I said, definitely not. That did not sound fun to me. But we drove. And the gift was, well, really, Lauren drove. I said I would only go blindfolded if I could also drive. The gift was, they took me to a clothing store. Specifically, it was Old Navy, as it turns out. Because I had been saying I was going to buy new clothes, especially new pants, once I was done with my weight loss journey, which I'm about 8 pounds away from hitting my revised goal. I'm around 188 today on a journey to 180. Initially, I said I was going to get to 190, but I don't know. I moved the goalposts on myself because the trainer said to. But anyway, Lauren was like, you deserve pants that fit. You do not need to keep wearing, having fear in every public restroom that your pants are going to fall down, which is my fear in every public restroom. So I bought a bunch of new pants, like kind of crazy because I realized I'm like replacing basically my entire wardrobe. I bought a handful of shirts. I'm going to do more shirt shopping elsewhere, but I did some closet clean out today of pants that don't fit because they are too big. And it was a lot of pants. You know, I'm 44. I'm old enough to have to think about how old I am. And I've accumulated pants over the years. And I had a lot of pants now in different styles that are just too big. And they have all been removed from my closet. They will go into a bin. I'm not going to donate them yet. I'm going to hang on to them. I never want to open that bin again. Unless it's to give to someplace I'm donating those pants to. I'm not throwing them out because I feel like tempting fate. A whole new set of pants. Most of them we bought in person. A couple that they didn't have the size / style I wanted, we ordered online instead. I went from about a size 40 waist to a size really 35, although most things you can't get in 35, they do even numbers. So a 36. Do I have a little bit of concern that maybe I'll hit 44 and then some of these pants will be too big? Yes. It's not a massive concern. And certainly cinching a belt around 36 width pants on a 34-inch waist is not as bad as a 40-inch pant. You get it. So yeah, it was a very exciting thing. I enjoyed cleaning out all the old pants, and the pile of pants that don't fit is hilarious. And I can take lots of those ridiculous photos with my pants being much wider than I am. So good stuff. I also just finished watching the Apple WWDC keynote. And I guess I'm like most of us, I'm most excited by the iPad things. I don't know. That's my tech analysis before tomorrow's episode of The Rebound. I hope you're having a wonderful Monday, June 9th. And if you're not, I think you should fix that because it's on you. Be the best day you want to see in the world.
Lex.